We're on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, and yesterday we did the Mishnah, and the Mishnah addresses various scenarios in which you have two chatzeros, but you have an area which is kind of here and there, you know, it's more or less accessible to both chatzeros. And in the absence of an Eruv, we're going to have to determine about that area, we'll call it Area X, which one of the two chatzeros is allowed to carry out to Area X. Is this area shayach to chatzer A or to chatzer B? And the case of these two chatzeros in our Mishnah is a case of anshei achotzer and anshei mirpeses. So you have two floors. You have the ground floor, that's called the anshei chotzer. They share that chotzer with other residents that also use that chotzer. And then you have the second floor, and that's called the mirpeses. Okay. Now, there was no Eruv between the Anshei HaChotzer and the Anshei HaMirpeses. Again, when you say the Anshei HaMirpeses, there may be many different residents that live on the second floor and share the same Chotzer, the same Mirpeses in this case. So there was no Eruv between the second floor residents and the first floor residents, ground floor residents. And now the Mishnah says that there's an amud that is somewhat close to the mirpeses, and the amud is 10 tefachim high. So the Mishnah establishes that in the absence of an eruv between the anshei achotzer and the anshei mirpeses, the anshei mirpeses are allowed to have access to the amud. And they, so to speak, control, they are the owners of the Amud, because it's much more convenient, it's noach tashmisho for the anshei mirpeses on the second floor to use this Amud that's already 10 tefachim high than for the bnei achotzer on the bottom. So the use, the tashmish of the bnei achotzer vis-a-vis this Amud is what's called bekoshi. It's very difficult. So on Shabbos, those who have access to the Merpeses would be allowed to use the Amud, but the Bnei HaChotzer would not be allowed to use the Amud. All this applies if the Amud is 10 Tfachim high. Now let's add another element to the equation. What's the width of the Amud? So the Ritva adds here that the width of the Amud is Arba Tfachim al Arba Tfachim. Because if not, it would be a makom p'tur, and a makom p'tur would be mutter for everybody. But rather, it's a reshus hayochin, and the question is whether we view and define the amud as a reshus hayochin connected to the bnei amir peses, or to the bnei achot. So the answer is the bnei amir peses, because they have a tashmish noach, they can enjoy the benefit of this amud, if the amud is what? 10 tefachim high. However, if pachos mikan, the Mishnah continues that if the height of the amud is less than 10 tefachim, then it's more accessible to the bnei achotzer on the ground floor than it is to the bnei hamirpeses on the second floor. So from our Mishnah, we see clearly that even though the bnei achotzer and the bnei hamirpeses did not set up a common eruv, nevertheless the bnei achotzer are allowed in their chotzer, and the Bnei HaMirpeses allowed in their Mirpeses, meaning that they can set up their own personal, individual Eruv for the Bnei HaChotzer in the bottom floor, and the Bnei HaMirpeses on the top floor can set up their Eruv on the top floor. And the question is, how is this case different than two chatzeros, we have a pnimis and a chitzona, for example. We say that it's not enough for the pnimis to set up their eruv and the chitzona to set up their eruv. We want to have one eruv for both of them. Here, we're not requiring an eruv for both the merpesis and the chatzer. Hatam she'ena osrim echad al hasheni is because shamir peses gvoa asar tvoch me'achotzer. We told kachin yidoros kirushus b'fnei atzma v'rei ze kishtei chatzer samachulokos al yidei machitza. So we're not going to compare this case to a pnimis and a chitzona, where you would need a joint Erev in order to allow each one of the Chatzeros individually to carry from their homes out to the Chatzer. But rather we consider it like two Chatzeros that have a Pesach between them. I think it would be more accurate to say it's like two Chatzeros that have a Mechitzin between them. Even if there's a Pesach in the Mechitza, which would allow them to join together in one Eruv, but they don't have to have an Eruv, they can have separate Eruvim. And that's because of the Mechitza that separates the two. So here also, when you have a Chatzal Lamata, and you have a Merpesis Lamala, each one of these can set up their own Eruv, because each one is a reshus unto itself. Now, I'm not sure how the B'nai Merpeses get access to the reshus Arabim, but let's assume they don't have to go through the Chatzer. And therefore, there's no Drisus Regal that would generate an Iser on, let's say, the B'nai Achatzer. Now the Mishnah goes on to talk about a similar case of what's called Chulyas HaBar. Now, who is going to get access to the Chulyas HaBar? The Chulyas HaBar is sort of like the Amud, or the Mishnah offers another case of a Selah, that if it's above 10 Tfachim, once again, the B'nai Merpeset have easy access to the Chulyas HaBar, right? We said the Chulyas HaBar is that when they dig the bar, but the diggings themselves surround the top of the bar, like a mound around the top of the bar, and it goes up 10 tefachim high. Or a sela, which is 10 tefachim high. So in all these cases, again, we have access to the B'nai Merpeses are the ones that have access. And therefore, the B'nai Merpeses will be allowed to carry out to the Chulya or to the Selah. However, Pachos Mikan, if the Selah or the Chulya are less than 10 tefachim high, then it's the Bnei Achatzer that get access to the Chulya, the Selah. And then the Mishnah says the following, that this whole concept that if you have the height of 10 tefachim, it, so to speak, is swallowed up, it belongs to the Tashmishim of the Merpeses, that's only Besmucha. That's only if the Amud or the Sela or the Chulya is very, very close, is very contiguous to the Merpeset. It can't be Mufleges. And what is Smucha? Smucha is within Arba Tfach. Now it's interesting, we're not operating with the law of Lavud, which was 3 tefachim, but we're operating with what's called nicha tashmishta. To what extent do we say that Merpeset is so close to the stone, the boulder that's 10 tefachim high, or to the amud that's 10 tefachim high, the chulya, is the extent to which it's reachable. And that means 4 tefachim. Now that's not to be identified with the law of love. Okay. So the Gemara says the following. Now, we're going to set up three gradations, three levels, as we mentioned last time, of shimush in this context of our mission. Number one, Tashmish Kal V'Noach, where it's very easy and very comfortable. We're going to have Tashmish Kosher, because it's too high up, like 10 Tefachim above the Chatzer. And then we have Tashmish Kosher, because it's too far down. And it's very hard to, it's not comfortable to use it, you know, that which is subterranean. Now, let's get the lingo of the Gemara. The Gemara uses a different terminology than what we're used to. When the Gemara speaks about something that's Tashmish Noach, it's very comfortable to use it, the Gemara calls that a Pesach. If, on the other hand, it's Tashmish Kosher, then it's called a Zrika, which literally means a stone's throw, kind of. And that's because the area is so high relative to your lower area that your use of that higher area is through Zrika, when you throw something and it lands on top. Now, if it's too low, and that what makes it difficult to use, it's not comfortable and easily accessible, then it's called Shilshul. Okay. So the Gemara now establishes the following. Pshita, there's no question that lazeh b'pesach v'lazeh b'pesach, if you have two chatzeros, the Gemara is going to give a scenario where it's a pesach for both of them, which means that it's noach, it's comfortable to use for both of them, from both the chatzeros. Hainu, that's a case of chalon shebein shtei chatzeros. Right? Let's say you have a kosel that separates two chatzeros, but there's a window in the kosel, and that window is below asara tefachim, so it's noach l'shimush. So then we're going to allow the two chatzeros on both sides of the kosel to set up a common eruv. But at the same time, since there is a kosel that separates these two chatzeros, we're going to allow them to have a separate independent eruv, each one. And that's a sugi that we had back on Daf Ayin Vav, which in the case of a kosel that has a chalon, and again the chalon has to be below 10 tefachim, then that's called lezeh pesach v'lezeh pesach. And in such a case, we have two options. Either the two chatzeros could link together with one common eruv and carry from one chatzer to the other, or each chatzer is independent and can set up its own eruv. Now, back on Daf Ayin Vav, we have a case of Lo irvu biyachad, shtei achatzeros asuros lahalz chafotzim al ovi achalon. So you have this kosel that separates the two chatzeros, and there was never a joint eruv that was established between the two chatzeros, even though technically they could have had an eruv between the two chatzeros because there was a chalon in the kosel. What's the status of the chalon itself? We would call it a windowsill. If there was no Eruv, are the members of the two Chatzeros permitted to take Kalim or other Chafotzim, whatever they want, and put it in that window, so to speak, in the thickness of the window? And the halacha is that shtei chatzeros asuros lahalil lahalos chafotzim al ovi hachalon ulaorid mimen. If the area of the chalon, the width of the chalon that separates the two chatzeros, is 4 tfachim, then neither of the chatzeros are allowed to carry an object and put it on that sill, on that chalon. And the reason for that is because we view the flat area of the chalon as a reshus bifnei atzma. It's 10 tefachim high, 4 by 4 tefachim in width. And that's us. Now, would you be allowed to take an object that's already, like peros, that's already sitting on the sill, and carry it from one side to the other? So that's a machlokas earlier in Masechta Erev. Okay. So this is Pshita round number one. And that's the case of Lozeh bePesach. Lozeh bePesach, the Chalon Shebein Shtei HaChatzeros, and it breaks down to the following possibilities. If the Chalon between the two, the Chalon in the Kosel, between the two chatzeros, is below asar tefachim, then they can set up their own eruv, or each chatzer again has the option of setting up its own eruv. If they didn't set up an eruv, are they allowed to carry from their respective chatzeros onto this common pesach, this chalon? And the answer is no. Then I'll let it do that. Now, that covers a case of Pesach, which we said is Noach v'kal l'shimush. Now we get on to the second category, which the Gemara calls Zrika. Zrika means when it's not so comfortable to use some sort of a pillar or a kosel, whatever that's high up, that's 10 tefachim high. Is lazeb izrika v'lazeb izrika. He says that if this area between the two chatzeros is kosher l'shtamish ba, for both of chatzeros. And why is that? Because if you recall, we said that in the case of Zrika, we're talking about gova of asar tefachim, so it's 10 tefachim high, and it's not comfortable to use it unless, again, metaphorically at least, you throw something on top. Is Hainu Kosel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. Now we have the case of a Kosel that's 10 Tvachim high between two Chatzeros. And we said that you're not allowed to take, this was a sugi back on Ayin Vovim base, you're not allowed to take Peros from on top of the Kosel down into the Chatzeros. And the reason for that is because since the reshus of the gag, the kosel or the gag of the kosel is kosher l'shtei achatzeros equally, and therefore it belongs to both of them shava b'shava. It has a din of what's called a chatzim mishutefes, and a chatzim mishutefes is asura. Okay. Now we get to the third case of something that's subterranean. It's hard to use it. Again, it doesn't matter which chutz you are, because it's 10 tefachim beneath the ground. Now, the reason why the Mishnah uses the terminology shilshul is because of the verb called mishalshul. And mishalshul means like we have to, you know, with a hook, you have to almost carry it out like a fishnet, you know, fishing rod. You know, you have to. And if you want to put Caleb down there, you know, you've got to sort of roll him down with a string, a rope that's attached to them. Is Hainu Chritz Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. It's like the case of a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep between two Chatzeros. And Tashmisho is the same to both of them. And therefore, Surimbo. And this is based on a statement on Daf Ayin Zayin, which was today's Daf Yomi of Rav Nachman, that Chritz Bein Shtei Chatzeros is Amok Mizu Asora V'lezu Shavala Oretz Nosin Osol L'zesh Shavala Oretz Yishum Shatach Mishbo Benachas. But if it would be a situation of Shavah B'Shavah, there's no difference between one Chatz and the other, whether it's Benachas or it could be B'Koshi, is then one generates the Easter onto the other. Okay. So we have this last statement in the Gemara of Pshita that Lazeh B'Shilshul V'Lazeh B'Shilshul is Hainu Charitz Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. And we quoted Rav Nachman that in the case of Charitz Bein Shtei Chatzeros, and it's below one of the Chatzeros by Asara, for the other Chatzer it's Shavah B'Shavah, it's on the same level, ground level. So we give it to the one who's Shavah La'aretz, because for him it's Tashmisho Benachas. Now we have a third pshita, lazeh b'pesach v'lazeh b'zrika. If it's, let's say one chatzer is 10 tefachim higher than the other chatzer, and in between them there's a mound, so for the first one who has the higher chatzer, that mound is shavah la'aretz, it's ground level for him, he has obvious, comfortable, easy access to it. For the second one, it's already 10 tefachim higher, so the one who's Shaveh La'aretz, it's called a Pesach, that's already Tashmisho Benachas. And for the other one, it's Tashmisho Kosher, for the one who's higher up, is Hainu de Rabba Bar of Hunam or of Nachman. Again, going back to Rav Nachman, back on Ayin Zion, that if you have a Kosel between two Chatzeros, one Chatzer is higher than the other, and therefore the kosel is gavoa asara tefachim on one side, it's shavah la'aretz on the other side, we give access to this kosel to that chatzer, which is shavah la'aretz, because for them it's tashmisho benachas, as opposed to the one that is on the other side, which is chatzer shniyah, which is tashmisho bekosher. Okay, so all the above is a case where it's Lazeh benachas, v'lazeh b'kosher. So we always give it to the one who's lazeh benachas. We had a similar case, by the way, in our apartment on Rabbi Meir Street, but we couldn't quote the Gemara because they weren't interested in the Gemara. But we have access to the roof from the skylight on our apartment. No one in the bottom has access to the roof. So we wanted to claim the roof, or at least have some use of the roof and put up a sukkah there. Don't ask. Anyway, lazeh b'pesach v'lazeh b'shilshul. So again, we have this case of a mound that's higher, asar tefachim, from the ground. On one level, the chatzer is higher and it's shava v'shava. On the other level, you have to, you know, dig down, you know, into the charitz. It's a Pesach for one and a charitz for the other. It's Hainu, Rav Shizbi, Yom Rav Nachman, also on Daf Ayin Zayin, that the charitz between the two chatzeros, if it's below one of the chatzeros by Asara, it's shava la'aretz for the other chatzer. We have a beautiful diagram there on Daf Ayin Zayin. Is then we give it to the one that's shovel la'aretz. Okay. Now we get to the case that's not pshita. The case that we've been waiting for that's more complicated. Lazebis shil shuvel, lazebis rika. So this is a case where you have a chatzer that's above a tail by asara and mishtameres olav al yidei shil shul. Mishtameshes olav. He could use it through shilshul, right? In other words, shilshul, we said, was lowering it down. The other chatzer is below it, asara, so you're going to have to use it bizrika, meaning above ground, at a height of 10 tefachim. My, what's the din? Should we say that since it's difficult, it's uncomfortable for both of them, then they're both equal, and they're osro zuazu, and that's like we said before, that if you had a shilshul and a zrika, that both of which are tashmishim kashim him, and therefore it's osro zuazu. Or maybe we should say that if we compare zrika to shilshul, zrika is more tashmish benachas than shilshul, and therefore this tail is mutter to the person who has, you know, a little bit of height as opposed to shilshul, where you have to bend down and it's below ground. Amar Rav shneim asurim u'shmul amar nosir oso lezeh shebishilshul shelezeh tashmisho benachas. Interesting. He says that you, according to Shmuel, you can make a judgment call here comparing shilshul and zrika. And lezeh, meaning for the shilshul, it's tashmisho benachas lezeh, but the one for zrika is called relatively tashmisho kosha. We called over tashmisho zeh benachas zeh kosha, and also lezeh tashmisho benachas. So whereas Rabbi Yochanan, Rav, sees these two as they both are negative, they both offset each other and they're equal, Shmuel says that qualitatively one is worse than the other, and zrika is less comfortable than shilshul, and therefore no sinalization of shilshul. Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah, anshei chotz v'anshei mirpeses sheshochachu v'lo irvu, so they didn't make an eruv between the two of them. Kol shegavah asara tefachim, if there's some sort of a mound that is in the chutz and it climbs up 10 tefachim, then it belongs to the merpeses, the second floor. Pachos mikan, if it's 9 tefachim, then it's shayach to the chutz. And the Gemara now will explain its logic. Kasal kedaitoch, you might think, my, mirpeset, what does the word mirpeset mean? Here we turn to the Daf Pei Dalet. It means b'nei aliyah, those who live on the second floor, and they're higher than the mirpeset. Umay karile mirpeset. So why do you call them mirpeset if they are above the mirpeset? And the answer is Dekasalke b'mirpeset, that they use this mirpeset, this flat mirpeset, like a platform, almost like a staircase, to climb up to their homes. And now the mirpeset itself is a tail in a chotzer, and it is 10 tefachim high. It's lower than asara from the windows of the top floor. And therefore those Dayorim who live in the top floor can use this Merpeset Derech Shulshul. The Bnei HaChatzer could use it through Zrika. And the Mishnah establishes that it belongs to the Merpeset. Because they're doing it in a downward motion, meaning in a Shulshul. Is Alma, let's prove from this, the Shita of Shmuel, namely, that Kol Lazeb Shilshul Lazeb Zrika, Nosa Nosa Lazeb Shilshul. It's easy to go down than to go up. And the Gemara answers, Kida Omar Rav Huna, that when the Mishnah says that the Merpeset belongs to those Anshei HaMerpeset, it's Liosam Adorim B'Merpeses. In other words, when you open your door, if you live on the second floor, you go right out to the Merpeset. It's not like we said before in the Hava meaning of the Gemara that the Aliyah is above the Merpeset. No. You go right out of the Pesach of your Aliyah out to the Merpeset. Is Hachinami here too, in the beginning of the Mishnah, we can interpret the tale that it belongs not to the Bnei Ha'alios, who are climbing up through, you know, through the Merpeset, Eli Osan Hadorim Lemerpeses. Now it's those whose openings, their windows and so forth, go right out to the Merpeses. And since the tail, this mound, is omed bechatzer, and it's 10 tefachim high, at least, so therefore it reaches the level of the gova the merpeses. Or alternatively, it's below or above, but less than asara. So that's why the Mishnah says it belongs to the merpeset and not the chatzer. Because the Bnei HaMerpeses have real Tashmisho Benachas. Not like we saw, we thought we were comparing two bad things, two negatives. You know, which is worse? Which is the worst of two evils? Whereas the case of the Mishnah is that you go out of your house, the Bnei Aliyah, right out into the Merpeses. So the Merpeses, as far as the Bnei Aliyah is concerned, is called Tashmisho Benachas. It's a real bona fide Pesach. For the Bnei HaChatzer, it's Tashmisho Kosher. So Gemara immediately asks, Yehochi, if you're talking about people that live on the same level as the Merpeses, is Amos Sefer? What do we learn in the Sefer? If the tail is Pachos Mikan, so let's go over this one more time. Ihachi Amos Seifa. The Seifa says Pachos Mikan. If it's less than Asar Tfachim, Arei L'Chatzer. The tail now belongs to the Bnei HaChatzer, not to the Bnei HaMerpeses. And the heter is for the Bnei HaChatzer is Amai. Why is the Shaykh only to the Chatzer and not to the Merpeses? A Merpeset is not usually that high. And he writes here in the note, Ein lefare, ein hefresh gova shel asor tfachim ben merpeses letel. So we don't have a 10 tfachim discrepancy between the Merpeset in its height and the height of the tail. So we're talking about Pischei El Yonim, that was, we said before, Yotzim le merpeses mamish. You go out of the doors, so to speak, of the El Yonos, and you're out on the Merpeses. So the Merpeses, they're not, the people in the Alios are not 10 tefachim higher than the Merpeses. So the Bnei Merpesos can use the tail benachas. So then Tashmisha Lazeb Pesach, Lazeb Pesach. So it's comfortable for Bnei HaChotzer. It's comfortable for the Bnei HaMerpeses. And therefore, the halacha should be in this case that if we can't choose any one of these two chatzeros, is shneim ye'osru bo. Each one sort of has his own rights, and they generate an isur on the other one. So where it says my lechatzer, what does the word lechatzer mean? Af lechatzer, that the tail belongs even to the chatzer. And what's the even? Even though so the Gemara answers my lechotzer, af lechotzer. Ushneim asurim. So I'm trying to understand the difference between the Havamina of the Gemara and the Maskana. So we're not going to say that the Elyonos are more than 10 Tfachim above the Merpeses, and therefore they, the Bnei Elyonim, have very good access to the tail. They can enjoy it, they can benefit from it, benachas. They both have the same identical use of the tail. So why should we say that it belongs only to the Bnei Achotz and not to the Bnei Merpeses? And the Gemara answers, my lechotzer, af lechotzer. Even as far as the chotzer is concerned, we see it as a tashmish noach. And basically the bottom line is the way we're interpreting the Mishnah, lechotzer means af lechotzer, that they both, the merpeses and the chotzer, both have shlita, they both have use over this tail, and therefore it's Pesach Lezeh, Pesach Lezeh, Ulishneim Asurim. And they're both awesome. Hachinami Mestavro. Notice this Teretz, which is in defense of Rav, makes sense. And possibly even if we would say like Shmuel, we're going to have to say that lechotzer kavana, when the Mishnah says lechotzer, it means af lechotzer, and therefore shneim asurim. And there's dira in the merpeses, and why is that so? Midiktani sefer, it says in the sefer of Edvar Mamurim that the reshus nosefes, right? The extra reshus is above asara, and in such a case, that extra reshus, call it a tail, call it a cellar, whatever you want to call it, is shaykh to the merpeses, bismucha. The Mishnah says it's got to be very close to the merpeses, and then it's noach, its use is very comfortable to the bnei merpeses. Aval bimufleges, if the tail or the cellar or the chuya are distant from the merpeses by four tfachim, is afil gavoa sora lechotzer. Even though it's above 10 tefachim, it's lechotzer. Now, what are we saying? It's a tashmish kosher for the Bnei HaMerpeses because of mufleges. But why is it tashmish noach for the chotzer? It's above 10 tefachim. My lechotzer. So what does it mean in a case of gavoa asar tfachim, it's lechotzer? Imeim lechotzer v'shari, if you're going to tell me that the Bnei HaChotzer are allowed to use it, amai reshusa d'travayuhu. Since both have equal access to this tail, then one should generate an Easter on the other, like the famous case that we had about of Beit Rises Regel. So Afima Mishnah Medaberes Balios Hamugbohos Asora Me'alamir Peses. Even if the Aliyos are more than 10 Tfachim higher than the Mirpeses. Mikomakom Tashmisho Kosho Lishneya Bevida Shava. Lachatz Bezrika Ulalia Bezrikas Meshech Afloga. Ubishil Shulamata. The afloga means the discrepancy, the airspace between the two. So shil shulamata. Now, if you remember, Shmuel's shita was that if you compare shilshul to zrika, we said that shilshul is considered relatively tashmisha noach. So here, where he has both shilshul and zrika, is shavim him. They're both equal as Rikas Gova Shalachotzer. And in Tashmisha Bechotzer, what does it mean, Lechotzer? Why should we give it to the Chotzer? And the answer is Elamai Lechotzer Af Lechotzer Ushneem Asurim. So we're going to have to interpret the Mishnah that we're talking about, Lechotzer, means Af Lechotzer, and Shneim Asurim. In other words, whether it's Lechotzer and Merpeser, they're both Asurim in this Rishus. And that's what we're going to have to say, even according to Shmuel, is Hachanami. Here too, according to Rav, don't be bothered by the fact that my lechotzer is af lechotzer shneim asurim shma mino. Now, the next part of the sugya, the Gemara is going to ask and raise certain objections to Rav, who holds that if it's lezeb izrika, lezeb shilshul, they're both asurim. He says here in the note that in the Havavi of the Gemara, that the Gemara thought that we're talking about Aliyos which are above, they're 10 Tfachim above the Mirpeses, then the use of the Bnei Aliyos of this tail is considered Shilshul. Because they have to use the tail through their, you know, windows which are much higher. But Lamaskana, that the Gemara holds that the entrance ways of the Aliyos go out, they exit onto the Merpeset Mamish, then the Shimush of the tail is called a Pesach, because you use the tail Derech HaMerpeses, which is Shava, or Oma Shava Legova tail, and even according to the Havamin, the Merpeses itself, which is Shava Legova tail, and the Bnei Aliyos can use the tail through the Merpeses. And Ein Shimush Zeh Nikra Kepesach Lefi She'ein Agdoras HaShimush Nikbas Elo Lefi Mokom Adira Kevin Sha Merpeses Atzma Ein Adira Tzorch Liros Mau Ofen HaShimush Batel B'yachas Le'aliyah Shezui Adira Mekevan Shebishvil Ishtamesh Betel Me'aliyah Tzorch Tchila Redes Besulam Gavoa Asara Tfachim Shedina Kemuchitza Is Ein Shimush Se Nechshav Kepesach. So that the Shimush here is not called a Pesach, which is a Shimush Benachas, as we said, but rather it's B'shulshul. But the Maskonas HaGemara, that we're talking about Pischei HaLios HaYotzim Pesach Mamish, then Shimusham B'tel Derech HaMir Pesach Nechshav Ki Pesach. And for this, we'll have to really investigate the Tosfos here on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, the previous Omud Dira Maschil Ka. So this is where we're going to stop now, on the top of Pei Dalid Omud Aleph. Just one second. And we're about, I would say, 10-15 lines down from the top, Tnan Chulyas Habor.